Good morning, friends. Pastor Marley here from Alconbury Independent Baptist Church. It's good to be with you. This morning I want us to talk and think about baptism. Yesterday evening we had a baptism service at our church. It was a wonderful occasion. It was of a young man who had been brought up in a Muslim religion, but had been come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ while he was in his home country. Eventually he found himself in the United Kingdom. To be baptized as a believer is so important. To trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior is what Jesus would want for each one of us. We're thankful for that wonderful service, and we're praying for that young man. Now, what does baptism symbolize? It symbolizes a change of heart. There's no power in the water of baptism. Perhaps you were baptized as a child or christened as a child. Well, do you remember the occasion? I was baptized as a child, but I can't remember any of it. In the New Testament, baptism is a picture of conversion. It's a picture of what God does in the heart, in the secret of our hearts. And there are various men who have been baptized in the New Testament. There were, and women too, but the one I want to focus on is a man from Ethiopia, from North Africa. Now, he was a wealthy man, a rich man, a well-connected man. He was very close to the monarchy. He was a treasurer or a chancellor. He dealt with all the money. Yet this man travelled to Jerusalem, I believe, looking for the Lord, looking for salvation, looking for forgiveness for sin. But he left Jerusalem, perhaps disappointed. And yet he took something with him, a copy of the Word of God from the prophecy of Isaiah, chapter 53. And the text he was puzzling over as he went along, returning home, was, who is this speaking of? Philip, a young believer, came alongside and helped him to see that the one who was described as the sheep to the slaughter, or the one on whom our iniquity was laid, was none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. The man was wonderfully converted. He became a Christian. He trusted in Jesus as his Savior. And it's interesting how he said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That's a wonderful testimony. In the next few weeks, we're preparing for our church anniversary service. It's our 40th anniversary. It's on the Saturday the 23rd at 3 p.m. You'd be very welcome to come. April 23rd, 3 p.m. God bless you.